You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hello, welcome to Pint Size Distant Pod. Every Sunday, we're going to be bringing you something from the Distant Pod archives. We've gone back through all of the episodes of the Socially Distant Sports Bar so far, and we've found what we think are some of the funniest bits. So, if you like what you listen to over the next few minutes, then have a look on the episode description, because there'll be the episode number that this comes from in there, which means it makes your journey easier. You can then go off and listen to the whole episode either again or for the first time. If you're a new listener, this is quite a good way of getting into our archives. If you have been with us from episode one, it's a nice way of getting yourselves back into some of the old episodes as well. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this little snippet from the Socially Distant Sports Bar, our Distant Pod pint size episodes.
I just love this. I think it's such a cool, fuck, I can't think of anything I would rather have done in sport, or sport adjacent, as Al said.
Yeah.
Than to sit in a bar in Spain having a fucking beer or a glass of Rioja with Seve Ballesteros. It would have been my dream come true.
Yeah.
So this is before one of the Ryder Cups. He's looking as cool as ever. And they're talking about, I think Calcavecchia had come out and said that year the Americans were much too strong for them. They were going to do this and they were going to do that. And they were going to, you know, dominate the European team. And they're asking Seve about it. And he says, who's the best player? You know, yeah, he hasn't won a single tournament in Europe. You know, Europe's a tough place to win. And he goes, so what about the Americans? Say they're going to kick your butt. He goes, nah. The way he says, nah, see, he completely believes it. Nah, they couldn't kick anything. You know, he was just, I just loved him. I loved the way he played the game. I loved the way when he was the team captain of the Ryder Cup teams. And you can see the players who played with him and under him still hold him in such respect.
Yeah. Right?
Not just the European players. But like when he saw the Ryder Cup, and people like Alathabal, and they get so emotional when they think about Seve.
Yeah.
I just would have loved to have been in the same team as him. I'd love to have been in his company. I'd love to play. They must have loved playing for him in those Ryder Cups.
Yeah.
Because when you come out there, he's your man. Like, you know, nah. He wasn't incandescent about it. He's like, he was almost like, that's preposterous. What are you talking about? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
A good nah does a load, doesn't it? That sentence is, you know, he does a lot of work in one word, that.
It says a lot about a person. And, you know, his association with the Ryder Cup is probably bigger than, European player, yeah. Because he was part of that transition to it being a European team as well.
Yeah.
Sort of from it being the GB and Ireland sort of thing that it was before that. But the way that people like McIlroy and the sort of the current brand push back to that all the time when they're talking, they're talking about sort of iconic players or people who influence them. They show videos of him talking to hype up the current team.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're like, yeah, yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah, they all talked about Seve this time round.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow. Imagine having that sort of longevity of influence.
And we've all got to shuffle off this mortal coil, right? So, but when he was ill and when he was, you know, what a legacy, man. He left us far too young. He's very brave in all of the stuff that he went through.
Hmm.
But bloody, he'll never be forgotten as long as they're still playing golf. Just such a bloody, just some iconic golfer. You know, Tiger Woods came along and...
God, he was 54 when he died.
I know, it's brutal. Tiger Woods came along and was amazing, and you had like Jack Nicklaus back in the day and, you know, Gary Player. But he's just one of those, and he's savvy. When you say, anyone who loves golf will probably love Seve Ballesteros.
Hmm.
And you can't say that about Tiger Woods, and you can't say that about a lot of people. You can't say that about Gary Player.
I would say for those, I don't love golf, but I think Seve is fantastic in a way that I can look at Tiger and go, what a really good person at his sport he is.
Yeah, yeah.
Seve crosses beyond being good at his sport to being...
Tiger really divides the room. I love Tiger Woods,
yeah,
but plenty of people don't.
Why don't they love him then?
Well, there's the obvious reasons.
Yeah, being a shagger is probably...
Well, I think before that in the States, there was a lot, you know, he was mixed race. He had a white wife.
Yeah.
And then he goes and has, you know, a ton of affairs and it all became very public. And yeah, which to me, I mean, that's, you're talking about, you've never walked a mile in his shoes. You don't know what his life's like. So
yeah.
I just know what he's like as a golfer, which is fabulous. And I've seen him in interviews, he's great. And he seems to be a brilliant dad. That's good enough for me. Obviously not a brilliant husband, but you know, that's by the by. I don't know. You don't know what goes on, do you? But Seve just seems... Seve's different. He sort of transcends that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Gary Player. I mentioned something about the internet again. It just got... it's getting worse and worse. It really polarises people.
Go on.
I mentioned about Gary Player being such an impressive bloke at his age, you know?
Yeah.
He's in great nick. I think he talks about the game so well. I showed this clip. The shit I got for being like a Gary Player fan.
Well, that's the one you showed at the arena, wasn't it?
Yes, I remember this clip.
What's wrong with Gary Player?
Because his son's done something and his son's corrupt and this, that, and the other.
Okay.
And he's just that, and he was a pro-apartheid, which he never was pro-apartheid. He's not, unless I've missed that, I never saw that anywhere on his record. He was South African, yeah. But just, so he splits the room. Tiger splits the room. You don't hear a lot of people with anything bad to say about Seve Ballesteros, I don't think. Not that I'm aware of.
No, a bit like Bobby Charlton, I suppose, is probably a football example. In Welsh football, Alan Curtis is another one.
Yeah.
Where no one ever, ever, ever says anything bad about these people.
And with Seve, just a bloke who was bigger than the game. Like the same way the Tiger's bigger than the game, Seve's bigger than the game. You know, the blokes all bloody were jealous of him because he was this super good-looking Spanish bloke who could play amazing golf and won all the time. The women, and I suppose the gay men, all had a different... I mean, he was a really handsome man as well. That sort of classic, the navy blue Schlesinger V-neck with the white shirt and the black hair was the classic sort of Seve look, you know?
Problem is, because you've talked about having a glass of Rioja with him.
Which I'd love to do.
Recording this on a Thursday morning, it's 10:45 a.m. and I'm desperate for a glass of wine.
Wow.
But it'd be nice.
That's mad.
Just imagine sat outside like La Manga.
Oh, with Seve Ballesteros, not in my attic.
Sorry, I didn't know.
No,
I thought you were going to crack one open.
Just imagine this, Al. You've got a... You know, what time is it now? Yeah, 11 o'clock-ish. I'm a nice lie-in.
Yeah, it's 10:45.
You
guys are pushing what time it is.
Yeah, it's midday, isn't it? It's certainly lunchtime.
It's 11 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah.
You've had a cup of coffee. You've put a nice pair of shorts on and a nice crisp shirt. You've walked over to the La Manga Club. You sat down at a table there near the first tee. They've come over to, can I get anything? Oh, yeah, just a cup of coffee, please. And I thought it'd be nice, maybe some Eggs Benedict or something like that. Something quite light.
Oh, nice.
What's happening?
Yeah, well, who walks along?
You're going to shag me?
It's only Seve Ballesteros.
Oh, hi, Seve.
Is anyone sitting here? No, Seve, no.
That was good.
No.
That's really good. Go on.
So Seve sits next to you. Can I get you a glass of Rioja?
Okay, that one's going to get us back. First bit was good.
It's a bit weird. It's 10:40 a.m, Seve.
No, I wouldn't say that. I'd say, Seve, I would love to join you with a glass of Rioja.
Okay.
I'm having Eggs Benedict, Seve.
I've got plans. I'm going to take my kids with me.
I should wave my hand in the air like this.
I'll have a rosé. I don't think the red's going to go with it.
I say, excuse me, can I cancel the Eggs Benedict?
Give me a steak and chips, Val.
I'll just have a small bowl of olives, please, and a bottle of your finest Rioja.
Why are you not eating?
Because I'm just going to have a couple of olives and talk golf with Seve.
You can get shit-faced with Seve on wine.
Brilliant. What a day.
Could I have but can I also have the coffee, because it's still quite early and I haven't really woken up yet.
Yeah, I'm not actually awake. I've got a hell of a hangover
I've only had Alpen, so I need a coffee just to sort of get me going. And then I will have wine with you, Seve. Actually, can I have a pint?
Me and Gary Player were doing rum until 4 a.m.
Would you like a glass of wine with me? Actually, could I have a pint?
Do you want some food?
Nah.
Seve's right.
Seve's on it.
I just love him, man. It's weird. I think it's my mum loved him. And my mum loved him and my dad loved him. And I loved him, and my sister loved him.
Did he come around lots?
I fucking wish he had.
Uncle Sammy's here.
Have you ever seen that clip when he goes to his house in...
Yes.
And he's got those, just the one bin full of gold ping putters.
Yeah. You showed it us.
Unbelievable.
It's wicked. What I would say in the Gary Player situation, right? So for two quotes for context.
Okay.
All right. 1975 New York Times interview with Gary Player, which will paint him in a bad light.
Okay.
Great changes are taking place here. I definitely feel there is more love between black and whites in South Africa than in any other country I've been.
Not true.
No. Okay. Interesting quote, seems to back up the apartheid system. Second quote is from Nelson Mandela.
Mm.
Few men in our country's history did as much to enact political changes for the better that eventually improved the lives of millions of his countrymen. Through his tremendous influence as a great athlete, Mr. Player accomplished what politicians could not. So, as with many things in South Africa, Nelson Mandela seems to have taken the higher ground on this.
Yeah.
For knobheads on Twitter to not worry about.
Yeah, there we go then.
There we go.
I can rest easy.
I think you can. I think you can. Nelson's got your back.
That'd be a nice feeling, wouldn't it?
It would. Yeah. Well, you and Sevi are on the piss. Nelson has got you covered.
Oh, man. I wouldn't want to get pissed up, because I'd want to remember it forever.
Mm. If I was drinking at 10:45 a.m.
Yeah, you piss yourself.
If I was drinking 10:45, bottle of Rioja.
The only breakfast I'd had was olives. I'd be fucking hammered after a glass of wine.
I'd be shit faced.
No, you're not gulping it. You're just sipping Rioja with Sevi in the sunshine.
Are you always trying to hit...
Sevi, you're my best mate, Sev.
Are you always trying to hit it hard?
Sev.
His sandwich. That's a sandwich.
Get him in, Sev.
Get him in.
Get him in, Sev. How quick do you think you'd call him Sev?
Oh, Sev.
Oh, if, I'm not sure you're the first thing I said, right, Sev?
Yeah, is he likes the fact that I call the cats the boys?
My English friends can't believe that I can reduce any name to one syllable.
Yeah. Oh, Sev. Sevo, because we started early, you got any beak on you? I'm fucking tired now, flagging it.
And he wouldn't have any.
You got any beak on you, Sevy? You got any scoop?
Does he look like he fucking sticks his nose in a lot of powder? Gorgeous man. As if. He doesn't need him.
Got
mate,
any fucking bugle on you, Sevy?
Highly unlikely.
Yeah, I got a little bit of beak. Oh, fucking.
Sevy would smell great as well. He was sponsored by various aftershave companies. He'd have a lovely watch. He'd be wearing a beautiful Rolex.
Nice.
He'd be smelling great. He'd have that olive Spanish skin. Black hair. He'd have a white, crisp polo shirt on.
Oh, Noodle. Sevy's got some fucking beak on him if you want to get in on this. Have a fucking dig on Sevy's beak, will you?
Sevy's just gone to the bogs, lads.
This is why I can't take beak seriously, because I don't...
Sev, you in there? Sev, open up, Sev. Give us a toot on that. Sorry, mate. Sorry, thought Sevy was in there. Sorry, mate.
Yeah.
Some 70-year-old golf patron of a shit.
Craig Stadler comes out covered in powder. Now, John Daly, yes, I can see that happening.
Yeah. Sevy's getting Jager bombs in, though. He's fucking clean off. Oh, my Sevy's fucking clean off.
Fucking 2 o'clock, Sev. What are we doing, Jagers? Yes.
Oh, Sev, where can we get a late beer now, Sev?
It's 3 p.m.
My fucking siesta, I need a fucking drink, mate.
I don't want to sleep.
Didn't win two World Wars having a fucking siesta, mate.
You turn the music up.
Where can we dance at 4 p.m?
No, it's a golf club restaurant.
Let's go dancing, Sev.
We've got an Uber on the phone, Sev.
Let's get an Uber into town.
Get a big one, innit? We're fucking we're on it, man. We're here.
Yeah, get a big one. Get a big one. We're all fucking on it now.
No,
get an Uber into town with Sevy Panister.
I think Dre, put some fucking banging sounds on now, Dre. Can you put my Uber on my Bluetooth? Let me put it on here, think there.
Put my Spotify on now. Hang on, here we go, Sev.
You're starting early, boys. Your Sevy's fucking clean off, man.
Do you remember this one, Sev? Do you remember this one? No. Come on, Sev. Wind the windows down.
Head on this. Head on this.
Hope you enjoyed that little extract from our archives of the Socially Distant Sports Bar. We will have another one of these pint-sized distant pods for you next Sunday. What you
can do now is scroll through the episode description, find the episode that was from, and disappear off into our archives. Get yourself off on a journey around the socially distanced sports bar.